Дякую за запрошення. Мені дуже приємно. І в першу чергу хочу висловити подяку організаторам цієї події в рамках міжнародної культурної дипломатії, яку проводить і Офіс Президента України, і Асоціація «Дивись українське».
So the first screening, it will be the screening of the film Zahar Berkut, or in English it's The Rising Hawk. This film is a kind of half legend. And the main motive of this film is a struggle for independence. Talking about the chronology of the film, it goes back to the 13th century. The stars who were performing in this film, they were from different countries. So talking about the cast of this film, first of all, it's a famous American actor, Robert Patrick. I think you remember, so he's famous for his role in as a liquid Terminator in Terminator 2, in the second part of the Terminator movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So generally speaking, this film is about an individual choice. It's about freedom for independence. And as you may understand, especially now in the times of the Ukrainian and Russian war, where Ukraine fights for its independence, this film is of immense importance. Talking about the second film, it is called Homeward. This film is about modern times. It's about present day. This film tells a story about a Crimean Tatar family. And it's about an extreme desire of people to go back to their homeland. Talking about myself, I am a Crimean Tatar. To be more precise, I would say that I am a Ukrainian of Crimean Tatar origin. So this film is about strong spirit of people of this nation, and we are all Ukrainians now.
Aktem, you yourself, your background is you are a Crimean Tatar. I understand that Tatars would generally be of the Muslim faith. Now, here in Ireland, I think many of us would, when thinking about religion and background of Ukrainians, would be aware that most Ukrainians would come from a Christian background, mostly Orthodox. There's also a Jewish minority as well. Maybe not so many of us in Ireland would be aware that there's a Muslim minority.
In general, in Ukraine, there are more than 100 nationalities, and all the people, all the representatives of these nationalities, they are of different religions. I would like to emphasize that Ukraine is really tolerant and really democratic in terms of its attitude to the nationalities, to people of different religions. I am Muslim. I'm a Crimean Tatar. But now I'm working on the project of restoring Roman Catholic temple in Ukraine, in the town of Chernivtsi. And another example is approximately a week ago, I was offered and invited to serve as the ambassador of Kiev-Pechersk Lavra. And Kiev-Pechersk Lavra is the main Christian center, the center of Christianity, probably of the whole Eurasian continent. Our main calling is that we are united by the right to live in our home under a peaceful sky.
And how have Crimean Tatars fared traditionally? Have they had to deal with persecution in their past, or indeed in the present?
Чи могли б ви сказати декілька слів про кримських татар? І, власне, ми знаємо, що кримські татари, вони переслідувалися як в минулому, так і зараз.
Я маю честь бути кримським татарином, якщо декілька слів.
So I am honored to be a Crimean Tatar.
І правда полягає в тому, що зараз окупаційна влада.
Crimea is occupied. And occupational power, occupational government is there in Crimea. And now in Crimea there are 400 political prisoners. 300 out of those political prisoners are Crimean Tatars. The majority of Crimean Tatars, they do not agree, they do not accept the occupational government, they do not accept Russian occupation in general. We also remember very well the struggle, all the struggle of Crimean Tatars that they've been through the history in general. And I would recall the Crimean War. The Crimean War, or the war against Crimea, when it was Nikolai the First, and the Russian Empire lost this war. And as far as I remember, some Irish people and some Scottish people, they also found their shelter in Crimea. The Russian Empire lost the war at that time. They lost that Crimean War. And I think they will lose this war as well. Of course, it is possible to kill, to eliminate Crimean Tatars physically as people. Of course, it is possible to eliminate, to liquidate, to destroy libraries. It is possible to impede the educational process in the native language of Crimean Tatars, but it is not possible to conquer the Crimean Tatars. Culture is a basis for everything, and first of all, for nurturing a personality. It is something that really forms a personality. And as a result, I'm sorry to say that, we get either Putin or we get a really very well-educated, well-bred person. We like to create films. We like to create books and novels. We like to create and form our culture. We like to create poems, like, for example, Садок Вишневий коло хати. It's like the garden, the cherry garden near the cottage. I hope that next year you will visit Ukraine. You will visit Crimea, in particularly my native town of Bakhchisarai. And I would show you what Crimea is like. And you will see that the landscape of Crimea and Irish landscape, they are really similar.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.